Please give her your undivided attention as she shared these wonderful nuggets today.
Can I unhook this? I don't do well standing still. Thank you. All right, my name is Kelly. We just forget the first half. I want to be like Madonna or Cher, so I just go by Kelly. I guess I need to tell you a little bit about myself. I have carried a weapon for our country and our community for 44 years. I started when I was 2, kind of like you and your wife. I retired from Brevard County Sheriff's Office 2 years ago. I was on the board for Habitat for Humanity. At that time, I was the chair. This position came open, and they said, well, you're not doing anything now. Why don't you take that? Okay. So welcome to retirement. Habitat for Humanity. How many people know about Habitat for Humanity? Started in 1972 in Georgia by Millard Fuller and his wife. Actually, it was a vision of a man by the name of Clarence Jordan. He took his vision to Millard and Linda Fuller and said, I want to build homes, decent, affordable homes for low-income families. Everybody deserves a decent home to live in. So now we know Jimmy Carter did not start it. Jimmy Carter is an amazing individual. He is still out there at 94 years of age building Habitat homes. I'm going to say right now, look for him in the area of Cocoa in a couple of months. That's all I'm going to say. Let's learn a little bit about Habitat homes, because I know some people here are interested in a Habitat home. What do you need to get into a Habitat home? There's 4 reasons you can do that. You live in Section 8. You live in substandard housing. You spend more than 30% of your income annually on rent, or you're overcrowded. How many people rent here? How many people pay under $100,000 a month? You guys better stay where you're at. Affordable housing here in Brevard County is ridiculous. And for those of you who do pay more than $1,000 a month for rent, wouldn't you like to own your own home? You had a plethora of phenomenal information right here today. Habitat does it a little differently. We have everybody on board. We give you interest-free loans. You pay $90,000 for that home, that's what you pay. Our program, to enter into the program, you first must go through Community Housing Initiative. They do our pre-screening for us. We are not going to set anybody up to fail. If you've got bad credit, we know people who can get your credit score up. And then you come back to us in 6 months to a year. If you want to get in that home, I want to get you in that home. Our program is not easy. As people have attested to here, getting your own home is not easy. You pay a $1,500 down payment. You do it in $50 increments every month. As I was asked earlier, how long does it take to go through our program? That depends solely on you. We've had them go through the program from 6 months all the way up to 3 years. $50 a month. You do sweat equity. You're going to do 25 hours of sweat equity at another 501c or charitable organization. You're going to do 50 hours of partnering, which means you're going to go build on somebody else's Habitat home for 50 hours. Then we give you a Dave Ramsey class, 10 weeks of Dave Ramsey on learning how to budget, and anybody who is 16 years of age or older who is going to be living in your home is required to come to that class. So boom, now we've just touched the next generation. And then you work on your own home, 100 hours, 300 sweat equity hours altogether. You are responsible solely for the Dave Ramsey class, you and anyone who's going to live in the home 16 years or older. For the other sweat equity hours, working in another 501c, somebody can do 12 and a half hours, up to two family members or friends can help you get those hours. The same thing with the 50 hours for the family partner. Then they can come and work another 100 hours on your home, leaving you only 125 hours you got to do on your own. That's easy. No, it's not. Single mothers. We have a lot of single mothers, and it's not easy. They get out there, and they are out there every week. But you know what? At the end of it, they have their own home. And it is proven fact that if you have children living in an apartment, living in substandard housing, having to share a bedroom with somebody who's 12, 13 years older than you are, the opposite sex, that's not good for you. We have two families right now that have gone from, her two children have gone from, how do they score it now? Unsatisfactory and B's or D's and E's, they are now on the honor roll because they have their own home and they feel safe. I went to Habitat through Women Build. Women build the homes. Not to exclude guys, but we're going to teach women that you can do anything you put your mind to. We had one individual in Cocoa that when he found out that his house was going to be done by Women Build, he's like, oh, man. And then at the dedication, he's like, you know, I stood beside these women and I watched what they do. And what I like to say when we do a dedication, to me, a Women Build home is a lot better than, sorry, guys, having the guys out there because we know how to measure. This is one of the most amazing organizations that I have ever been associated with. The number, if you have something to write down with, if you are interested in a Habitat home, the number to get you on the road to get your Habitat home is 321-253-0053. Again, 321-253-0053. We have land all the way up from Palm Bay all the way up to Mims. That's one of the little things that we have to do. We actually have to own the land. If you own land and you want to have us build and you are in our preview of what our program is, you donate your land to us, we'll build your home on there. People wonder about Habitat homes, how strong they are. Let's talk about Hurricane Hugo in 1989 when it went through the Carolinas. Guess whose homes were left standing? Habitat homes. 1992, South Florida, Hurricane Andrew, when it went through, 27 homes in the wake of Andrew was left standing. Hurricane Michael, who just hit the panhandle last year. We had five Habitat homes in a semicircle. One Cat 5 experimental home in the middle. Habitat had damage to one home, and it was on the siding. Another home had a little damage to their air conditioning. Cat 5 experimental home, not so much. It's not even there anymore. So if somebody tells you that Habitat does not build a good home, no. And we attribute it to having so many volunteers coming out there and not really knowing all about construction, and they think, well, you know, five nails won't do, let's put 10 more in there. That's what we're going to say it is. Folks, if you can, if you want a Habitat home, please, like I said, I'm not going to set you up for failure. I'm not going to do that. I don't like to have to do foreclosures, and we have had to do that. We will work with you. We are our own mortgage company. And all I ask is that you have a problem, call our mortgage lady. We can work it out. We'll do a pronto with you, which means we'll put things at the end of it. If you can't, to me, I would rather see a partial payment, because I know you got kids. I know you got families you got to take care of. I'll take the heat from anybody who says we shouldn't be doing that. But it's about getting people into affordable housing. If you have any questions, I'll pretend I know the answer. But if I don't, I will find out, and I will get back to you. And I want to thank everybody here for coming in. I want to thank you for allowing me to come in and talk. I have learned a lot today. You guys taught me a lot today. I want to go home and sell my house now. Seriously, anybody have any questions? Yes, ma'am.
My question is,
how do you turn this on?
To the home, how would that work? Because you said that people can help, but only up to a certain amount of hours. So if somebody's like disabled completely or partially where they can't.
I do a lot on a case-by-case basis. In your mother's particular case, I would have her come into the ReStore. You know, she may not be able to move, but we can bring items to her to dust. Yeah, I'm not going to deviate from the program to get somebody in there, but I will adapt. I have no problem with that. Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you complete the volunteer hours and pay your $1,500? When does the work start on your home?
I feel like I'm being sworn in. It starts, all right, once you have $750 in there, once you have half of your hours done, and your financial peace class finished, then we will start getting your home financed. Once your home is financed, then we start. Like I say, it goes back to you and how long it takes you to get through half. And we have people, right now they didn't want to live where we had land. So we are acquiring land all the time. They've been in the program 3 years. They're finally getting their home because they settled on a piece of property. You know, it's tough getting old because it was just right in there and it went right back out. I apologize. Okay.
I'm running with it. So I do all my volunteer hours, pay my $1,500. What's the next step?
Settle on a piece of property. We'll take you out, let you choose where you want to go. Then we'll start financing your home.
Okay.
Our homes are financed. Here's why it's very important for people to pay their mortgage. You're paying it forward. When you pay your mortgage, you're putting money in to somebody else's being able to build. That's how we do an interest-free mortgage. We pay it forward. I am very proud, and I'm going to say this. The reason I'm going to try to get Jimmy Carter here, we are building the first female veteran village in the nation. And I am proud to be part of that. I really am proud to be part of that. How many former military do we have in here? Thank you. Were you just waving at me? I'm sorry. That's okay, because with, you know, forgetting, your hearing goes. If you have something, I want to say one more thing before I take your question. I have been asked about felons. Do we build for felons? Yes, we do. HUD changed their program a couple years ago, and we now allow felons. But I'll tell you what, being a deputy came in handy, because who are felons? Sexual predators. I wrote a policy where we will never build a home for a sexual predator. So when you get your home, we also do a check around to make sure that we're not going to put you in harm's way. One more thing, I lied. We don't stop there, okay? We also give you a class on how to do things in your home. I am working hard now with an individual to put these on DVDs or little USBs, so if you have to change out a filter in the AC, you don't have to call anybody. You can do that. If you have to change out a faucet or whatever, you don't have to call anybody. You can do that. You go through a little bit of a class for that now, but I want to see it grow. We have one more question, and then we'll come back there.
Yes, is the program just for families? Only do you build for like single men, single women that don't have families, or is it just for families, people that have families?
Oh, no. Our first female veteran is single. She's on her own. Our second female veteran is single and on her own. We have, I think there's four families now that are two parents. I think we just got our first single male with children, but the rest are all single moms or older individuals. Yes, ma'am. I like her initiative. Absolutely. Absolutely. We also have a couple other programs I would like to touch on, because I'm thinking some of you already own your own home, and it's about keeping you in your own home. So I'll answer your question right back there. Wait a minute. He needs exercise.
You said that y'all own the land. That mean, how do they own the home? I mean, the home is theirs, but you own the land, so...
No. What they do is they give us the land. We build the home. They're buying that home. Uh-huh. So the land goes back to them. Is how that works. I'm sorry I didn't make that clear. Okay. And we are just finishing up. If anybody knows anything about Melbourne, there is the Cedarwood area in Booker T. Washington. We are finishing up our 15th home there. The first home that we built was assessed at $80,000. We just dedicated two homes last month at over $180,000. So we are building communities. Yes, ma'am. He still needs exercise.
Now you say give a land, right? If a person owns a land, they give it to you. Do they still have to pay for the house also? Because they're giving you their land.
Correct. But you need land to build a home.
Okay.
So you give us the land. You're just deeding it over. Okay. And once we build the home, you get it all back. You're buying it. We're not giving it to you. So I need to clarify that. We're not the Oprah Winfrey of houses. You get a key, you get a key, and you get a key. But you donate the land to us. We build you your home. Then you pay for the home. You get the land back. That's how that works. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of.
Good. Makes sense to me, too, I think. Any other questions? Oh, it's a tie. We'll take the lead. Absolutely. All right. She asked how much our homes normally go for. We do $138,000 is what we list the homes for right now, how much it costs us to build. We have to charge whatever the appraisal price is to the homeowner. If we do the 138 and it appraises at 145, you will pay the 145. But here's the kicker. Because it is no interest, our highest paid mortgage right now is about $628 for their home, four bedrooms. It's not a mansion, but it's well built. And yes, domestic partners. Doesn't matter. As long as you have the income, I'm not going to tell you who you can buy your house with. Yeah, we're a mortgage company is what we are. And I don't know of any mortgage company that can tell you you can't live with somebody. And here's the thing. I get calls all the time. Hey, my neighbor who has a Habitat home won't mow their lawn. What can you do about it? Well, why don't you give me your mortgage company's name and let me call them and talk to them about you not mowing your lawn? How does that work? It doesn't. There is just so many things I would love to be able to tell you guys about Habitat. And unfortunately, I can't think of it all, but I know you've got a question there, young lady.
Oh, it had to do with HOA communities. Do you buy land in...
HOA?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, good. That's good. Good to know. Nobody wants to pay HOA.
I won't even buy it in HOA. Yes, ma'am.
Are there specific models to the homes that you build?
We do have specific models, yes. Sometimes when we move into a community, COCO has asked us to change it up a little bit. We do change it up a little bit for Melbourne as well. But we have to pretty well go by the standard. And if you've never seen a Habitat home, there's a couple up there that in Melbourne right now that we are working on. I would say run by there and take a look at some of those homes. Except for the really passionate red home. It should be in, it's worse than that. I mean, not that that's bad. That is my favorite color, actually. I'm sorry? No. No, and what I've actually, because of the house, the color of the one house that was in the neighborhood, I have instituted a new program. The last house built and dedicated gets to choose the color of the next house that goes in. I'm only kidding. You get to pick your own. Yes, ma'am.
Just one more quick question. How long do people get to pay off the mortgage? Is it a typical kind of like a 15, 30-year thing?
Or? It's a 30-year mortgage, but if you want to pay it off, pay it off. And that's what we have some people that do because because the monthly payments are a whole lot less than what they've already budgeted, $1,000 for their rent, they will pay it off. We have one of our first homeowners. Well, I can't say that. She only got it in 2004. She's almost paid off. She doubles up her payment. Or she even adds $100 a month on her payment. It's doable. It really is. And you get your own home and you get to cook me a dinner when you move in. We currently have 30 people ready for homes, well, who are in our program right now. Not necessarily they're all the way waiting. We've got three that will be starting. They're ready to go. So that's what I'm saying. It's totally up to you. We have had one individual who went through the program in 6 months. She got everything done that she needed to do, and then we started on our home. We have some that has been in there a year, some that has been in two, and some that has been in three. No. No. As long as you understand that we're not going to start on your home tomorrow. I wish we could. But we all know it's all about the money. So we have to make some money. Ooh.
What is the square footage?
I'm sorry?
What's the square footage in the houses? The square footage.
Oh, square footage. The two-bedroom is 1245, and that's under air. That doesn't count the garage. A four-bedroom, I'm sorry, I don't know. But you can give me your name and your number, and I will find out, and I will get back. Or I could phone a friend. Do we have any other questions? I thank you for allowing me to be here today.